This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs insists again that a balloon flying over the U.S. was civilian and its flight an accident. It is criticizing the U.S. for what it terms an obvious overreaction and a serious violation of international practice. More from VOA's Steve Herman.
A U.S. Air Force fighter jet was observed shooting down a balloon off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday afternoon. What the U.S. government termed a Chinese surveillance balloon had drifted over the country for days, prompting calls from Republican members of Congress and members of the public for the military to knock it out of the sky. President Joe Biden told reporters he had told national security officials on Wednesday that the balloon should be brought down as soon as possible, but he was advised it was better to wait until it drifted offshore so no debris could harm people or damage property. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Sylvia Combs was one of the onlookers who saw the alleged Chinese spy balloon being shot down near Surfside Beach, South Carolina, Saturday.
Gosh, it was almost like a moving cloud coming down. And then the smoke was gone and it just started slowly going down further out towards the ocean. But it was a great experience.
Officials on both sides of Russia's war in Ukraine says dozens of prisoners have returned home following a prisoner swap. Topper, a Ukrainian presidential aide, said in a Telegram post that 116 Ukrainians were freed, also saying that they included troops who held out to Mariupol during Moscow's months-long siege that reduced the southern port city to ruins, as well as guerrilla fighters from Kherson region and snipers captured during the ongoing fierce battles for the eastern city of Bakhmut. Russian defense officials, meanwhile, announced that 63 Russian troops have returned from Ukraine. This is VOA News. Nigerian authorities continue to call for calm amid protests over currency and fuel shortages.
On Sunday, the CBN announced a 10-day extension from January 31st for citizens to exchange world currencies for the new 200, 500, and 1,000 naira bills. But across many states, citizens say the new cash is yet to circulate, bringing business to a halt. The situation snowballed into protests Friday in Oyo, Delta, Osun, and Lagos states. Angry mobs vandalized banks and gas stations. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Pakistani officials said that Islamabad will ask Afghanistan's Taliban to rein in militants after a suicide bombing killed scores of police in a mosque. More from VOA's Marissa Milton.
Detectives have blamed an affiliate of the Pakistani Taliban, the most notorious militant outfit in the area, for the Monday blast in Peshawar, which killed 101 people inside a fortified police headquarters. Since the Taliban returned to power in Kabul, Pakistan has witnessed a dramatic uptick in attacks in regions bordering Afghanistan, where militants use rugged terrain to stage assaults and escape detection. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Indian police have arrested more than 2,000 men in a crackdown on illegal child marriages involving girls under the age of 18 in a northeastern state. The Assam State Police Chief says those arrested this week included more than 50 Hindu priests and Muslim clerics for allegedly performing marriages for underage girls. Many cases of child marriage in Assam, a state of 35 million people, go unreported in India. In India, the legal marriageable age is 21 for men, 18 for women, but poverty, lack of education, and social norms and practices, particularly in rural areas, are considered reasons for girl-child marriages below 18 across the country. A Royal Navy warship returned to port in Britain after several sailors got sick from the vessel's drinking water. The Navy said frigate HMS Portland had returned to its base at Portsmouth on England's south coast Friday as a precautionary measure following an issue with one of the ship's freshwater systems. It said a small number of personnel were taken to hospitals as a precaution. The Daily Telegraph reported that a crew member put the wrong chemicals into the system that converts seawater to drinking water. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.